Some well-known Republican Party of Alaska members have written an open letter to Joe Miller, asking the party's endorsed candidate for the U.S. Senate to embrace the party's official statement of principles. But Miller's campaign is calling the letter manipulation from his opponent. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Alaska Republican Party's officially adopted statement of principles includes high ethical standards, transparency, and accountability in government for elected and appointed officials. The letter sent to Joe Miller, Alaska's Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, says, quote, "It follows that our candidates for public office should commit themselves to this standard," unquote. The letter asks Joe Miller to honestly and directly answer all questions asked him by the public and the press, then goes on to say that it is, quote, "unacceptable and not a winning strategy to explicitly refuse to answer reasonable questions about oneself and to disrespect the Alaska public and the press's right to do so," unquote. Bill Knoll, district chair for Anchorage District 21, is one of the 40 signers of the letter.
What prompted it was a growing observation by a few of us at first, I guess, that we dared share such observations with one another and said, well, maybe we ought to do something about it. And by the way, it was before what people were calling the meltdown that happened Sunday afternoon with somebody being handcuffed and so on. Quite before that, we started talking about whether we should take an approach to Joe and his campaign saying, look, just answer the questions.
Knoll refers to the incident in which Miller security guards handcuffed an Anchorage reporter. Knoll says the letter signers are faced with clear evidence that Miller is not living up to Republican Party standards.
He self-proclaimed and announced that he wouldn't answer any more questions. That's not a suggestion. That's an observation.
The letter to Miller reads, quote, "It is at best inconsistent and at worst hypocritical to conceal facts about one's past while at the same time basing one's campaign on a claim to respect the United States Constitution," unquote.
The fact is that you need to be open and answer questions. And we're not advocating, as I think we carefully worded this letter, not advocating for one candidate or another or against one candidate or another. Rather, we're simply saying, hey, Joe, answer the questions, please.
Fairbanks legislator Jay Ramras, another signator, says candidates who choose to run for office are expected to practice full disclosure.
In this case, I have heard Joe Miller talk to CNN and Greta Van Susteren on Fox News and to purposefully avoid the Alaska media. And I just don't think that many Republicans condone that kind of behavior. We can't just blindly line up behind a candidate without the benefit of full disclosure. It reflects poorly on the party and the principles that our party stands for.
Ramras said Miller's behavior is out of bounds, noting recent litigation involving Miller's personnel records from the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Miller attorneys have named former borough mayor Jim Whitaker as a third-party defendant in the lawsuit brought against the borough by some Alaska media organizations seeking those records. Knoll says top Republican Party leaders were not asked to sign the letter.
We didn't invite them, didn't ask them to sign on. It is, after all, a touchy subject. The blogs are alive with the sound of music here. The reaction to this open letter has been swift and voluminous. I guess we just didn't want to put the big top party figures on the spot, so to speak.
Calls to Republican Party of Alaska Chair Randy Riedrich were not returned today. Randy DeSoto, Miller's campaign spokesman, returned email questions with this statement, quote, "I think the group of Murkowski supporters are better served by demanding answers from Alaskans standing together for illegally laundering millions of dollars in federal contractor money to prop up their candidate's write-in campaign." DeSoto is referencing complaints filed by Miller campaign attorneys with the Federal Election Commission challenging the super PAC, Alaskans Standing Together, which has contributed to Lisa Murkowski's write-in campaign. I'm Ellen Lockyer.